Hello, Potters! Valerie here, and welcome to another CosPod Extra. For our podcast app viewers, you may not be aware that we have a YouTube-exclusive after session. At the end of each show, we spend time with our live viewers, chatting on various cosplay topics and random nerdy things. Some of our CosPod memes start in the after session. Check them out on YouTube. Here is a clip from one of our favorite discussions. I'm looking up with the Instamold stuff because I really am curious to see like if there's a photo or like video or something that kind of gives me an idea of how flexible this stuff is.
Well, it gives you a measuring chart that tells you how much to mix of the powder and the water for different strengths of mold, because the stronger the mold, the faster it sets since there's more powder and less water.
Mm-hmm.
So it desiccates faster. But I'm reading the instructions, of course, which are hopefully in multiple languages, might I add. But it still does not tell you what this is made of. It just says that it's powder, which is fairly obvious if you look at the bag that's inside the box.
Right.
And it tells me it should have the appearance of thick gelatin.
Yeah, it does.
This is not made of gelatin.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not, but definitely I'm watching one video and I'm watching another one right now. It looks like a very thick gelatin.
Activa, you need to tell us what your product is made of. Especially because it can interact with other molding or casting compounds. Like, there are some things you don't use with latex.
Right.
Or if you're allergic to latex or rubber, then we should definitely know if that's in here, because then you should not use it. I'm fairly certain it's not silicone, because it does not look nor act like silicone.
No, it definitely doesn't seem like it is.
So my guess is that this is probably a good deal latex or rubber-based. That would be my guess, but I'll probably find out more when I actually go and use it.
Okay, so here's an annoying thing. I'm on their website watching tutorial on how exactly to use it. It does not show the woman unmolding at all. It's already prepared, ready to go. And I'm like, excuse me.
Of course.
I need to know how you unmold. That's not how this works.
Clearly, according to the pictures on the box, you just pick it up.
That's not how that works. That's not how any of that works. that's not helpful. I'm looking this up now, because now I'm like, I'm fully in it.
So, while you're looking up that, there is one topic that I actually had for an after-session discussion.
Yeah.
An after-session discussion. And since we spoke last time about Spirit Halloween bringing out new products, yay.
Yay.
And especially D&D-based products, double yay. If you watched last episode, you will remember that they actually had a Drizzt Do'Urden costume.
Mm-hmm.
Full costume. And then someone made a comment. It was either on the page itself selling the costume, or it was in the Discord during the broadcast of the event where this was disclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, please do not do blackface for drow.
Oh.
And I don't think that had even crossed my mind, because it's so rare to see people cosplay drow in general. Probably because, according to Wizards of the Coast world, they generally tend to be chaotic evil.
Right.
Or occasionally lawful evil. But either way, they tend to be evil alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why not a lot of people tend to cosplay them. But in this current time of, let's just say, upheaval, to be politically correct for a moment, I think blackface was never a good idea, in my own opinion, in the
right.
first place. But it's doubly, triply not a good idea now. So, Perhaps if you are going to cosplay as Triss Doerden, and I actually looked up the actual description of drow the other day, and they are not only ebony skinned, they can also have blue or gray variants.
Oh.
So, if you wanted to be accurate to the world, and preferably not offensive,
right,
then you can do blue. You can do fantasy skin color that does not exist on any human being on this planet. Unless, of course, you know, there are the people from Avatar hiding somewhere.
Right.
But, yeah, I would actually agree. And I am kind of sad that it did not cross my mind, because it should have, and I should have been more thoughtful. But, yeah, please don't.
Yeah, right. So, while looking up this insanity and this madness, it's odd. It's odd stuff. So the flexibility is definitely not like silicone whatsoever. It is just very meh. Like, it's enough to kind of pop something out. There is one woman who's actually cutting into the mold in order to get her final piece out, because this is meant to be a temporary mold. It's not a permanent mold. And I think that's what they mean by the flexibility, is that you can actually cut in to remove your pieces without having to do, you know, key joints and all that type of fun stuff. You can just... So it's not that kind of flexibility, but it's got enough give and wiggle room. I think because you're using it for a specific crystal with that particular shape, it's not like weird, jaggy edges. I think you might be okay doing a two-part and being successful with it.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It looks like there would be enough in this container. It says 12 ounce, but that's dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not mixed. There's probably enough for me to do a two-part mold with this, if I chose to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the reviews on Amazon for it, and one person says this is alginate, which is extremely temporary.
Yeah.
And
it looks
another
like
person
it.
Says it's some sort of gelatin. Ear Ink online says it is a different type of silicone. So apparently nobody knows what this is.
No one knows what it is, and they don't have the ingredients listed, which seems very dangerous to me. I think that would be a legal thing.
It looks like another... I guess people use this to make ears often.
Yeah.
I would assume elf-type ears are prosthetics.
I'm also seeing it...
Because second listing says hypoallergenic silicone.
Yeah, because I saw there's a bunch of tutorials on how to use them to make custom earplugs. And I was like, oh, that's a weird thing. I wouldn't want to put that in my ear.
I know this says non-toxic, but I would not want to put this in my ears.
No. So yeah, there you go. It's a mystery box of something. And you will review it for us and figure out what the mystery is.
It should be safe enough to use with a crystal.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
I'm not putting it in my body.
You should be fine, but yeah, the way that it cuts, it kind of almost looked like weird sponge cake after it dried. I was like, okay, I've never done
this
before.
One of the reviews on Amazon said that when you pull the object out, the inside looks like uncooked batter. So it kind of goes along with that. A kind of metaphor.
Yeah, it really kind of did. So that makes a lot of sense. And once you're done with it, like, you just mold goes away.
Yeah. I will find out really fast whether this is worth using or not. I did not purchase resin to go with it just because of budgetary reasons, since the resin is just as expensive as the mold making material.
Right.
So I will probably use it and cast out of plaster first. Because I can pull plaster castings out of that mold.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem. And I can still paint and use a solid... I mean, it doesn't have to be clear. I can just chrome it. Use it as a chrome crystal. I can use it for testing.
Chrome it.
I love shiny things. So if I, you know, make it mirror chrome as a crystal, I am happy to put that in a little wand and still use it for cosplay.
There you go.
Still perfectly. I have no problems. Or I can even paint it glow in the dark and just have a little glow in the dark crystal. Who knows?
Why not? What's to stop you? But it's your costume. You do what you want.
You know, if it works, then I can always purchase more mold making material and make them out of actual resin if this works. But I'd like to see if the mold works first before buying the expensive resin that goes in it and then having it completely ruin it. So we shall see.
Yeah, it's definitely new material for me, that's for sure. I've never... I've never heard of it until you mentioned it, and I'm just used to using standard plaster or standard silicone-based stuff. Like, I'm pretty straightforward.
I've used Activa products before. In fact, the plaster I used to make the first mold is one of theirs, and I've also used their Fast Mache, which I love their Fast Mache. All their stuff is pretty much powder mixed with water.
Which is kind of nice.
The Fast Mache works really well. And for the most part, the plaster works really well too, as long as you don't, hard coat it.
But you've learned, it's okay.
Yeah. So, we shall see how this goes.
Yeah.
I made sure to buy the box that was cut open by the box cutter. Because that's how you unpack pallets.
Good job.
And yes, Allie, you can do dark gray for the Drizzt cosplay. Just please, guys, don't do blackface.
No, please, that's off the table. Just don't even consider it.
You have plenty of other options.
So many other options.
You know, fingers crossed that people will still be able to have some sort of Halloween parties this year, even if they're socially distant. That's fine. People can wear masks with their Halloween costumes. That's fine. There you go.
I'm so sad.
You can choose a cosplay whose character already has a mask if you want. There are plenty of those options.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the general ninja, of course. Or if you have a costume whose character doesn't usually wear a mask, you can make a mask accessory that coordinates with what they already have. I mean, people make accessories for their costumes all the time, like little purses or bags or plushies, like anything that's related to the character. You can still do that. There's nothing wrong with it. And in fact, the rest of us would thank you for thinking of our health.
I'm not going to lie. I very, very, very recently as yesterday, purchased myself one of those Build-A-Bear Bulbasaurs because they've just got back in stock, and I've been searching for one for a very long time, and it's adorable and I needed it. The very first thing I thought of was I need to make him a mask because I have this really cute blue and green fabric that would work and match perfectly for him. I'm going to dress up my Bulbasaur a ton.
Nice. I'm
in my mid-30s. I don't care. It's my Bulbasaur. Dang it.
You know, at this point, given what's going on in the world right now, I don't think anybody cares.
It's what I do with my fun money, and that was my fun money, so there we are.
I mean, if you think about when cosplay just first kind of started getting very popular, not when cosplay was first a thing, I'm not talking historically. I mean when it started becoming popular at conventions, and it started really hitting the media. Do you remember how it got covered in the press that these older adults were playing dress-up?
I remember when a local radio station that's actually one of the biggest ones, not just in the state, but actually in our country, they sent a reporter out to Dallas Fan Days. I think at the time it was still Dallas Comic Con. It was one of the smaller ones. And they had left a really negative report about how people were acting silly, dressed up in all these costumes, and somebody in one of the cosplay groups on Facebook got really incensed by it, saying, like, look at what they're saying about cosplay, how dare they, rabble, rabble, rabble. But I was like, of course they were going to say silly things about us. What we do is kind of silly, and they're trying to entice people to listen to the show and poke fun at us. Are we not surprised by this?
In a way... No, there's no surprise, but
no.
I can certainly understand a little bit of the insensitivity because
think about
Halloween. We do the exact same thing on Halloween, except the whole world does it.
And nobody questions it.
There's nary a peep from the media about adults playing dress up at any age for Halloween, but there is for cosplay.
Or going to sporting events and supporting your favorite team.
We just do it on a different day of the year that's not October 31st.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's fine. But yes, I do remember those times, and I just remember thinking how silly sometimes people were. Because we still do a really silly thing, let's be honest. It's silly. But it's fun. And if it's fun and it makes you happy, be silly.
I mean, at a certain point in your life, I would think that you deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
And if this makes you happy, then do.